I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast.
Happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
What did you just say?
I said happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
On her birthday.
I thought you said there's Taylor Swift, and I was like, in your house? I was like, what are you talking about?
No, because this episode comes out on her birthday.
Happy birthday
to you.
Wow, we love you, Taylor. HBD, I completely forgot.
Because this episode comes out on her birthday.
Wow, so slay. I wonder if anything else will come out on her birthday.
Well, the Eras Tour movie will for Rent. For the low cost of 1989.
For 48 hours. I put that out of my mind because of the price point. But
I know, me too.
Do you think she'll, like, post on her birthday? Like, do you think she'll be like...
Maybe because the movie will be
happy
out.
Birthday to me. Or maybe she'll post like a cute picture of herself at her birthday party. Maybe she'll post her and Travis for the first time ever.
Fuck up.
And she'll say, how old is she turning? 34?
I'm going to kill
She'll say
myself.
34 with like a birthday cake emoji. That's like, okay, I'm calling it now. She's going to post her and Travis and it's going to be like at her birthday party. And it's either
because you know she always has
birthday.
A birthday party.
Yep. And she's going to be in, like, the cutest, sparkliest dress. Or it's going to be tomorrow, the day after when she's, like, recovered. And she's, like, ready to post that she turned 30. I can't remember how old she's turning. 34.
Okay. Well, it's Taylor's birthday today. And if you don't know, Taylor Swift is a Sagittarius. So, therefore, today we're talking about zodiac signs. But first, we're answering your burning questions.
Dun, dun, dun. I feel like we need a little jingle.
I know.
Burning questions. Like, dun, 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 dun.
It's like the, and I'm gonna let it burn, 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 burn.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes. That's perfect. We'd have to sing that every week now, unfortunately. Sorry, everyone. These are questions or comments or stories that people write into us through our anonymous question box that's in the link in all of our bios. So you guys can go right in there. We love to hear what you have to say. Okay, starting off strong, this person says, hi, you all talked about some cities being too saturated. Is that the case with Austin? I will absolutely continue to go to Taylor Fest in San Marcos, but just wondering if we need to start a petition to get the Ticketmaster theme nights out and get you guys in. LOL, love you. This is in regards to Taylor Fest, obviously. Yes.
Yeah. First of all, so real. So second real. Of all, I think that that's why. And I also think it's because San Marcos and Austin are just like so close together that it's one or the other, basically. If we do shows too close together, they don't sell very well because then they split, which is why we haven't been back to Boulder in a really long time. So yes and no. You're going to have to keep driving to San Marcos. Sorry.
Yeah, but to answer the second part of your question, we do need to start a petition to get the Ticketmaster nights out and get us in. Because
in any city.
I'm getting real sick of this.
Yeah.
I will tell you, inside scoop, there is a Taylor Swift night that's playing the week, I think it's either before or after our Taylor Fest show in Portland. And Omaha and Chicago. So make sure if you live in any of those cities, you look at what Taylor night you're buying tickets to. And if it's not Taylor Fest, you should look into who's running it. And if it's Live Nation, it's Ticketmaster. And that's a corporation that we do not want to support unless we absolutely have to. And you should just shop small and support women-owned businesses.
That's Aspen's monthly spiel.
Mic drop. So if you're in Omaha, Portland, or Chicago, check yourself.
Additionally, the other shows we've announced so far include Minneapolis, Little Rock, Denver. I think that's as far as we've gotten, actually, in the announcements. Yeah. But more to come.
But Portland, December 22nd, Swift Miss.
Right.
Little Rock, we're having a pajama party because it's our 1 year anniversary of going to Little Rock, which is like one of our biggest shows ever. So on January 20th, come wearing your favorite Taylor Swift themed pajamas. It's going to be literally so fun.
I love Little Rock. We have Little Rock and Denver in January. Like, that's so iconic.
It's going to be so fun.
Such a good month.
Yeah. Okay, but thanks for saying that you want to support us. That really means a lot because sometimes, like, we do, like, on a serious note, get, like, really bummed out because of how much, like, power Ticketmaster has, and we're just, like, some girls that try to just throw a good time, and they always seem to come out on top. But you know what? I also,
just so for you, since you are coming to the San Marcos shows from Austin, I believe we will be there again in March, potentially, so keep an eye out for that.
Keep an eye out. Okay. This next person says, hi, you guys should do another soundtrack episode like the Book Lovers one. That was one of my favorites.
Okay, we do. The problem is Aspen and I don't read the same books anymore at all.
No, I'll read any book that you want me to read. We could do Happy Place. Or wait, did we do Happy Place?
No, but we said we were going to, I think. And then we never did.
Okay.
Right.
Or we could do like a book similar to Happy Place.
Yeah, we got to think about that. Put in your submissions if you want us to do unsuggest books for us to do.
Yes.
Please, honestly, do a romance book, because otherwise I just can't. Sorry. I just, that's that.
I'm like reading like so many murder mysteries. It'll be a good change. I need to read a romance book.
Sometimes
I,
you like, just need a good fluffy, you just need a good fluff, like an easy read.
Like every book that I read is like someone getting kidnapped or like someone's husband or someone's wife killing the husband, and like I need.
Yeah. Send in your book recs and tell us what book we should A, read, and B, that you want to do the soundtrack episode on, and we're in.
Love. I love, there's nothing better than a book recommendation. I love when someone's like, I love this book so much. And then I get to read it and be like, okay, I see why they love it. I just, it's like my love language. Okay. This person says, do you have any advice on moving away from home or family? I'm turning 18 next year and I really want to move to Colorado. All of my family and friends live in Texas. I want to get a fresh start, but I'm nervous about making friends and meeting new people, especially since I don't think I want to go to college. Also, I love listening to your podcast.
Well, let me tell you, bestie,
Kaya,
you've come to the right place. You have arrived at the correct destination. For some background about why you've come to the right destination, I am from Virginia. I went to college in Michigan. I studied abroad at Oxford without knowing anyone I was studying abroad with. And then I moved to Colorado on a random Thursday in May. So you have come to the right person for this question. Yeah. You've come to the right place. In terms of moving, it is hard to make friends as an adult, I will say, especially like if you're not going to college, which is obviously a great choice. Like, do whatever you want. That's fantastic. But it is harder to make friends outside of a school setting. When I moved here, I knew two people, I think. I knew two people. So I had like my roommate and stuff, but a great place to look for roommates is in like Facebook groups. So if you're like looking to move out here, and it's a lot cheaper to live with a roommate when you first move out here, so that's a great place to start. And then maybe you'll be friends with your roommate and you'll get lucky and it'll be good. I've heard some people have success with like Bumble BFF, but like that's like any other dating app, so it's just for friends instead. So like obviously there's a risk there. But I have a couple of my friends have like used it and found people that they liked. There's also, I don't know if you guys know Jenna Palick on TikTok, but she started a podcast called Fun on Weekdays, and then they made a Facebook group for it. And it's basically just like a bunch of like women in this Facebook group, and it's like asking for advice or like trying to meet friends. And then they broke it out into different groups based off what city you live in. So that way you can make friends in whatever city you have moved to by yourself. So that's also a good place to look.
That's so smart that she did that.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. Additionally, doing things that like make you happy by yourself which I know is scary because I have terrible anxiety and I never want to do anything alone. But doing stuff by yourself that you enjoy is a great place to start, because then wherever you are, you know that those people have similar interests as you. So like going to a Taylor Fest, for example, or going to a concert, or going to Whole Foods,
going to,
you know,
a workout class.
Yeah. Workout classes are a good start too. Or like a pottery class, like stuff like that, because then you know that like you guys already share an interest and there's something for you to talk about, and then you'll probably hit it off and then you can hang out. I feel like I just listed a lot of options.
Yeah. I think that's like also just being like bold with your, like if you have a job, like if you feel like you have a coworker at your job that you feel like you might get along with, but you don't really know, just go, put it out there, ask them to get like a snack or like coffee or like dinner after work or something. And maybe even if they aren't your friend, maybe they'll introduce you to someone that like will become your friend or something.
And honestly, like social media, like I feel like it's so easy to find people that like, well, first of all, whenever you move somewhere, obviously the algorithm is going to like show you people on your For You page that are from the city that you're from. So just like shoot your shot, but in a friend way is a great idea too. Take it from Aspen.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that.
You could be like
hey,
us.
Hey, hey. And you too could be like us. Our next submission. It's getting cold out. Be sure to keep an eye on the PSI in your car tires and add some air when they need it. That's great advice. I don't know what PSI means.
It's pressure per square inch in your tire.
Love.
So it's your air pressure.
The more you know.
Look at that. We are now an, that's crazy.
We're an educational podcast and Kai is teaching and I'm the student.
Thank you. So basically what happens when it's winter time is the cold air makes your tires like shrivel up kind of. And so it makes them low and then you have to put more air in them. This was a personal attack on me personally because I do need to put air in my tires. So thank you for that. How'd you know? That's crazy. You're correct. I do need to do that. I also need an oil change, but what are you going to do?
Honestly, like, thank you for these pointers and tips and reminders. And reminders. We all need them.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to put air in my tires. My problem is, you know what? I know we just did a gift episode, but you know what a really good gift is? Like a handheld pressurized air thing that you can just like fill your tires up without having to go anywhere, because I hate going to the gas station and filling up my tires. And granted, that is probably because when I was growing up, my dad just did them for me at home, so like I never had to do it at the gas station. And now that I have to do it at the gas station, it's like I hate
like
doing
another thing. Yeah.
I'm honestly about to look up getting one, because
I was gonna say, are those expensive? I feel like you could just get one.
There's like a little, I don't know how expensive they are, but there's a little like emergency pack that you can keep in your car, and it has like a little pressurized air thing so you can fill up your tires if you need to. It also is like a big battery so you can like jump your car from it if necessary. And then there's like a flashlight on it. Like there's like all these different like things that it does. I saw it last year at Christmas time and I meant to ask for it this year, but I forgot until literally just now when we were having this conversation.
Wow, that's fancy.
Yeah.
I want that too. Adult things. Okay, well, that's all our comments. That was an important reminder. Thank you for submitting that.
Yes, appreciate it.
I always think like about this segment. What's that TikTok sound that's like, keep saying, stay curious, keep asking questions?
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. That's like how I always want to end the segment, like keep asking questions.
Yeah,
thank you for submissions. Okay, on to the topic of this episode. We're going to learn why we are the way we are and why Taylor Swift is the way that she is, hopefully.
Because if you don't know, Taylor Swift and I share a sun sign. So we are both Sagittarius.
So basically, they're related.
Yeah.
And basically, that means I'm one person away from Taylor Swift. So.
Right. Our birthdays are only 10 days apart.
Wow. That has to mean something.
I know. It's crazy.
But we have these like cutest little books that Kaya got about our star signs.
Like, we don't just have them. Like,
Kaya bought me and everyone a book about our star signs, because I never really knew anything about my star sign. And these books are cute. They're by Stella Andromeda. And they're really easy to digest, because this information can seem super overwhelming.
Yeah, Anthropology really slayed with these. Sorry, I was looking up Taylor Swift's birth chart, like, completely so that I could have all of the information.
Oh, absolutely.
So she's a Sagittarius. Her moon is in Cancer, which makes so much sense. If you don't know, Cancers are, like, really emotional. So that makes sense.
yeah.
We have very similar birth charts. She has a lot of Capricorn. I also have a lot of Capricorn, which also makes sense. She's, like, Capricorns are, like, all about business, so that also makes a lot of sense for her.
That adds up.
Her sun is in Sagittarius. Her moon is in Cancer. She's got a lot of Capricorn going on, some Scorpio, which is interesting, Virgo, Aquarius, but mostly, like, Scorpio, Capricorn. That's pretty much most of her chart, so nice. But her sun is a Sagittarius, nice. Which I also am, so. And Aspen's a Gemini, to put that out there, everyone. So Sagittariuses are, like, first of all, Sagittariuses hate being tied down. Like, they do not like to be put into a corner or, like, forced to commit to anything. So, like, in terms of Taylor Swift, Lavender Haze, yeah.
But watch her, like, get engaged to Travis Kelce in 2 weeks, and we have to take it all back.
Right. And you know what? That's fair. What sign is Travis Kelce, actually? Hang on. Please hold.
Great question.
Oh, my God. Stop.
What is he?
He's a Libra.
Are they perfect for each other?
Yeah, that's up there. So,
wow. Okay.
So Sagittariuses, back to Sagittariuses. They're always moving. They're very, like, spontaneous and, like, fun. Very friendly. Like, they get along with everyone. But they don't like to be tied down. So, like, the commitment issue is present. Yeah, that's pretty much, like, the basic rundown. It's interesting to me that Travis Kelce is a Libra because I'm obviously a Sagittarius. My roommate's a Libra, and we get along really well. And if I'm looking in this little book of things about myself, Sagittarius and Libra, there's an unexpected harmony between these two because Libra adapts easily to Sagittarius's need to explore and offers luxurious opportunities in which to do so, while also balancing an emotional need for freedom.
Oh!
Like, that's literally
them.
They're
perfect for each other.
That's literally them, though. Like, the unexpected harmony adapts easily to Sagittarius' need to explore. So, basically, in Taylor Swift terms, he lets her be jeweled.
And that's what she needs.
That's the meaning of that blurb.
He lets her be jeweled and, like, also, like, holds her down when she needs it.
Yeah. So, on the compatibility chart, there's this little chart in the book, and it says Sagittarius love a meter, and it goes from least compatible to most compatible. The most compatible sign for Sagittarius is Leo, second to Libra.
Wow.
So the top three are number one, Leo, number two, Libra, and number three, Aquarius, which is funny because Harry Styles is an Aquarius.
Wow. So, it all makes sense.
Has Taylor Swift dated a Leo? Wait, hang on. No, I need to find out.
Just Google, has Taylor Swift dated a Leo? I bet it would tell you.
I know. It will. That's what I've been doing this whole time. Dated a Leo. No, not Leonardo DiCaprio. Let's.
I'd be just like Leo in Saint-Tropez. I'm so sick of. Imagine being able to Google, like, about yourself. Like, has Aspen dated a Leo? Like, Taylor Swift lives so such a weird life. This is a whole article.
Stylecaster did a whole article, and it says Taylor Swift's compatibility with her ex is based off astrological sign. This is so funny.
This is what we need.
Wait, hang on. Yeah, this is funny. Okay. Joe Jonas. He is a Leo.
No, he's not. No, he's not. The okay, first let me answer read to our little question.
Let me read this. Okay. Though their sun sign compatibility fits like a glove because he's a Leo and he is a he's a Leo and she's a Sagittarius. Okay. Taylor's smoldering Scorpio rising was a major challenge for Joe's Leo sun in the 11th house of friendship and lighthearted exchanges. Swift may have felt triggered by his scattered energy, which could have led to the desire to claim Jonas, as he likely prioritized his role in the industry over their relationship. Oh my God. This is so insane.
Wow.
Taylor's Jupiter is exactly opposite of his Saturn, creating conflicting beliefs and undeniable differences in their character. Okay. Yep. With Saturn and Neptune in his personal fourth house, this increases the likelihood of their breakup being a family-made decision that was pushed forth by the Jonas clan. But that's just my theory. Damn, this person knows their stuff.
Who wrote this? Yeah, who wrote
this? I don't know, but this is crazy. Okay, Taylor Lautner.
What's he?
Okay, I'm just going to read the little blurb that they wrote about him. Okay. It was pretty much fireworks after these two met on the set of the movie Valentine's Day back in 2009. Astrologically, this was also a cosmic pairing, considering the fact that they're both adventurous truth seekers. Lautner's Mars and Venus in Capricorn also forms with Taylor's Mars ruled ascendant in Scorpio, making their chemistry equally as sexy as it was traditional.
Wow.
They shared similar values, which is probably why Swift referred to him as her best friend, even after calling it quits. Real.
Aww. Okay, that makes me happy.
All right, John Mayer.
Ugh. Watch him be, is he a Gemini?
Trigger warning. No.
Gemini? Oh.
Okay. If you find it hard to believe that these two ever dated, you're not the only one. Not saying it isn't possible to fall someone 12 years older than you, but a Libra rising prefers to keep things lighthearted, which is why the dynamic of their relationship seems a lot hazier than realistic. My theory is Taylor was merely John's muse. Taylor's Venus in Aquarius not only trines Mayer's ascendant, but also occupies his fifth house of love, creativity, and self-expression. Perhaps this explains his fascination with Swift, considering it all started between, or with him tweeting her about a song idea back in March of 2009. Right.
Ugh. Can't even think about
scary.
It. So scary.
Jake Gyllenhaal, a Sagittarius Sagittarius love story, because he's also a Sagittarius.
Wait, what's the twin flame. Fire signs, yep. Four blue eyes.
And then twin flame bruise paint
you blue.
Yeah. Correct.
She really knew that he was a Sagittarius. She's probably like very in tune with all of this.
Honestly, yeah. She's probably a huge Zodiac girly.
Yeah. Like she's written about it many times.
So Jake has a Gemini moon. So Taylor's Venus makes her sweet and amicable. And then Jake's Gemini moon made their chemistry as flirtatious as it was friendly. So Jake's Mercury, Neptune, and Sun are all in Sagittarius. And that, this person says, also forms a conjunction, Taylor's Sun, because she's also Sagittarius, which could speak to the overarching ideals of their conversations and the focus of their relationship overall. One of them might have fallen in love with an idea that was projected onto the other as opposed to the real thing.
That ends up.
The intoxicating intensity of their romance was palpable. This went from transcendental to toxic and quick.
Wow. Damn.
Right. Harry Styles, here we go. Here we go. Sorry, I'm skipping the Kennedys. I'm going to the big guys.
No, Kennedy. No. We just need the main.
We don't need to
read
them.
We just
read
the main.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read this whole blurb. Harry Styles is an Aquarius, if you don't know. Okay. From headlines about their iconic romance to a supportive friendship, Harry Styles and Taylor Swift have certainly come a long way since the initial chemistry they once shared during an X Factor rehearsal. The electric glamour surrounding their star-studded romance is also no coincidence, as it was an Aquarian kind of love. Similar to when something is so shiny it seems surreal, the romantic chemistry between between Harry and Taylor was no different. Harry's Mars makes an almost perfect trine to Taylor's Venus, which is the first thing astrologers look for when it pertains to love and seduction. When it comes to their social life and media presentation, Taylor wasn't lying when she sings about their love never going out of style. To top it off, Taylor's north node of destiny, is conjunct to Harry's Sun, Venus, and Aquarius, which continues to emphasize their otherworldly charm. Slay.
Right. Wow.
Where the fuck is Joe?
Of course, there only good is. Things.
Joe Alwyn.
Okay. Forgot about him.
He's a Pisces. Let's see where Pisces is on this compatibility chart. For context,
she probably looked that up too.
No, well, I don't think she did because Pisces is in the bottom four on the compatibility chart.
No, but like when things were going wrong, she was probably like, damn it. I should have known.
She's like, damn, you should have known. They share an aspect that is so undeniably compatible. It proves why it worked for them as long as it did. In addition to being fellow mutable genius, Joe's son in Enchanting Pisces is almost exactly trine to Taylor's Cancer Moon. So Pisces is not compatible with Sagittarius, but because Taylor has a Cancer Moon, Cancer and Pisces are compatible. So
that's crazy.
It doesn't all just have to do with your sun sign. Yeah. The sun moon symmetry is symbolic of the sacred masculine and divine feminine coming together, which is why this person believes they were in love with each other.
Wow. This person really like knows a lot. Like I need them to do a deep dive on me.
Yeah, that's crazy. But most importantly out of this is that Travis is a Libra. So that's all I
need to know. The fact that Travis and her are compatible probably means so much to her.
Yeah.
I love that.
Should we go through some of the fun pages? We can just go back and forth.
Yeah, let's read the fun pages. This is about ourselves now. Enough of Taylor.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, all the things that I say will also be about Taylor.
So true. The things that I say, who knows what it'll be about. Yeah. You, maybe. Listener.
Listener? I'm on the lucky color page.
Okay, read yours. I'll find it.
So for Sagittarius, my lucky color is purple. And it says, wear hues of purple, deep or pale toned like lavender, when you need a psychological boost and additional courage. If you don't want to be ostentatious with a strong color, choose purple for accessories. Which is interesting because when I was interviewing for jobs, I have this one light purple work shirt. And I wore it to every single interview. And I literally called it my lucky shirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is, like, in Taylor's mind, Speak Now. I wonder if that, like, resonates with her.
Yeah.
Her Speak Now era.
Lavender haze.
Purple rain.
All right.
Okay. My lucky color is yellow, the color of sunshine, and those nearby citrusy colors of orange and even lime green resonate with the spark and illumination of quick-witted Mercury. Wear these colors and connect with your Gemini energy when you need a psychological boost and additional courage, choosing accessories if you don't have other clothes in these colors.
That's cute.
Okay. I literally never wear yellow, but I like the color yellow. Like, I think it's really happy.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that that's my lucky color. I resonate with that.
Yeah. I like that it's a happy color. That makes sense for you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
My lucky day is Thursday.
Okay.
And I resonate with that. I do love a Thursday. And I do feel like a lot of stuff happens to me on Thursdays. Like, when I was on the news, it was Thursday, which I just realized we never talked about until just now. But
we have to talk about you being on the news.
Yeah, we never talked about it right now. Yeah, guys, if you don't know, back in June, I was at Red Rocks during the Newsworthy hailstorm. I was trying to see Louis Tomlinson. And
listen to our episode about it.
Yeah, and the hailstorm hit and basically totaled my car, broke my pinky. It was really traumatic and horrible. But I was back on the Denver news recently because they sued the city to release their text messages from that night. And they won the court case to release the text messages. And so the news had me back on to, like, share my side of the story, show the videos that I took, and, like, react to the text messages. So.
And, like, when I tell you this news, like, you on the news, I was watching it and I was just like, a star is born. Like, that clip of you, like, blurred out with, like, the car, and it's, like, from really far away. Like, I was literally, like, the cinematography of this news station.
No, like, they iconic. Slayed. Yeah, they really they so did iconic. What they needed to do. It was funny. What's your lucky day?
My lucky day is Wednesday.
Oh.
Slay.
I like a Wednesday.
The same day our podcast comes out. What are the odds?
Oh, my God. Of course it is. Of course it is.
On a Wednesday in a cafe. What's you and Taylor's lucky gem?
I'm pretty sure, turquoise. Yeah, turquoise.
Mine is a gate, a multicolored stone that encourages eloquence of expression and is also said to be lucky for travelers.
Oh, it's agate, but carry on.
Agate. I don't have to buy some.
Yeah, you do, especially if it's lucky for travelers. That's a sleigh.
Yeah, mine's, like, I'm going to take that to heart.
the turquoise is also my birthstone, actually. And Whoa. It says it is considered an ancient talisman for kings, shamans, and warriors, linking the skies of heaven to earth's inhabitants. So basically, I'm a god.
Wait, I'm obsessed. I'm like obsessed with birthstones. Like,
yeah,
I just think that's so cool.
Okay, what's your really lucky what's your location? Because mine's really funny, and you're gonna laugh.
Mine is Gemini countries include the United States, Morocco, Belgium, right. Sweden, Ireland, and Wales, all of which are considered astrologically beneficial to those born under this sign. Cities ruled by Gemini include London, San Francisco, and Melbourne.
Oh. Oh my cool. God, Melbourne. Okay. It's funny you say that because Australia resonates with Sagittarius's urge for far-flung vistas. You know who else is from Australia?
You guys remember Cody? You guys remember Cody? Because I do. Go listen to the Cody Simpson episode.
I was reading this book in the anthropology store and I saw that and I was like, oh my God. Stop.
Also, I think that might be an Easter egg that Taylor Swift's going to announce Reputation in Australia.
I agree.
Or drop Reputation.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Especially since my theory is that she's going to drop it on February 23rd. So, and that's when she's in Australia.
Yeah, which is in Sydney, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, holidays. What's you and Taylor's holiday?
Anywhere a horse can run free will attract Sagittarius, both literally and metaphorically. So destinations like trekking in the Drakensberg Mountains of South Africa, hiking in the Lake District of the UK, or the American Pacific Coast Crest Trail might appeal as a comatose beach holiday probably won't unless there are spurts of activity in between. And that is correct because I get so bored.
Yeah. Mine is holiday destinations include sights and sounds to invigorate their body and mind. This could be taking in the architecture of Rome or visiting the Greek temples on the island of Sicily, watching the light show of the Aurora Borealis green in Iceland, or marveling at the flower markets of Hong Kong.
Nice. That feels right for you.
I would love to do any of those things.
You really do. Yeah. You do be appreciating all those things.
That's so true. Like, I do notice everything.
Yeah. I pay attention to things that most people ignore.
Like, I felt that. I felt that when she said that.
okay, what's your flower? A dandelion.
Stop, that's cute. But it's also kind of a weed.
And a daffodil. But like dandelion is literally a weed. Oh, a daffodil's
cute. Mine's lavender haze.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah, it says lavender's invigorating scent refreshes and calms the busy Gemini mind. So true. While the delicate lily of the valley brings Gemini good luck. Okay, I love luck.
That's so funny.
I'm really going to get that gem that it told me to get.
Yeah, you should get that agate.
I'm going to put it on a necklace or something. Tree.
What's your tree?
Mimosa. And it's also my favorite alcoholic beverage.
I didn't know that was a tree.
Their airy leaves and delicately scented yellow flowers are Gemini trees. Slay.
That is a slay. Mine's an oak.
Oh, it's not a willow.
The mighty oak depicting wisdom reflects the philosophical side of Sagittarius. The birch tree is also a symbol of ancient wisdom while appearing forever young. Real, I haven't aged.
I love that. No, you haven't. Like, I saw those pictures on
the same
Kaya
as when
Fest
I was
shirt.
Like five. Yeah, literally.
And so does Taylor. That's crazy.
So true.
What's your pet?
A horse.
Please be a cat. Oh.
No. It's because the Sagittarius is like an archer.
Oh, love.
So, horse.
Mine's a What's bird.
Yours? Oh.
Either a parrot or a cockatiel with its beautiful bright eyes, an inquiring look and gift for verbal mimicry. Both birds are easily trained to be good companions. You know what? I love birds, but like, I just don't want one as my pet.
That's so. I don't want a Thank horse you either. So much. So though. I think we're good there.
That's so cute, though.
Okay, I do want to read
parties.
The parties, because this is the craziest thing I've ever read about myself. Like, I'm
okay.
I literally, when I read this in the store, I had full body goosebumps because I was like, there's actually no way. It's so crazy.
Okay. Obsessed.
Happy to travel to party. Sagittarius will be the first to take a flight just for a 24-hour rave before taking the red eye back to the office.
How many times have we talked about this, like you doing that, like in a recap on the podcast? Like, what'd you do this weekend? And it's literally just that exact sentence.
Like, I literally read this in the store and I was like, holy shit.
You're like, yeah, like, that actually, is... you're coming home with me to the book.
I have never, no, literally, I was like, I have never resonated with something more about my sign than I did about that specific sentence. Like, that was actually the amount of times that I've taken a red eye from like a concert or a music festival just to make it back to work at 9 a.m. is insane. Like, I do that all the time. But then this is not me, but that's because my sun or my rising and moons are in Capricorn, which are like planners. So then it says that said, when it comes to planning their own party, it's likely to be a last minute barbecue because the weather is right rather than an elegant event six months in the planning, which is not true because I plan an entire camping weekend.
I didn't realize that like the what's it called? Moon and rising like contribute so much because there's so much with Gemini that I'm like, yeah, that's literally not me at all. Yeah. Like, I don't relate to that at all. And so, like, I need to look more into that. Okay, mine says, see, this is, like, I agree with half of this. First to arrive and last to leave the party is not what I agree with. I'm going to be first to arrive, but I might also be first to leave. Like, I just, like, I that's not. But then it says, large gatherings in which to mingle and chat and dance until sunrise appeal to Gemini's nature. As long as there are people, then the location, food, and drink are pretty immaterial. When it comes to cocktails, a dry martini suits their sophisticated wit and is often a favorite. I love, 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 love a dry, dirty martini. That's one of my favorite drinks in the whole world. So, yeah, like,
that's very you.
I understand. But also, like, I do, like, the groups of people and, like, bouncing to group is very much, like, when I'm at, like, a gathering or something, like, I feel that. But it's the part about dancing till sunrise that...
Aspen, like, that's literally what we do for a job.
No, I know. I know. And, like, this resonates with me because of the job. But, like, if I didn't do Taylor Fest, I would be in bed by 9 every night.
Yeah. I think the part in that section about the, like, food and drink being, like, pleasant, I think that makes sense for you. Like, that's why it works for Taylor Fest is because, like, it's in a scenario where, like, it's pleasant for you, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, nothing else matters as long as, like, my people are there.
Yeah.
Which, like, that adds up.
Yeah.
Love. It's fun. Like, I want a book that's, like, specifically all of my three things.
Yeah. This book is crazy, too, because it goes into, like, this is wild. You're going to die. So it goes into, like, your health and exercise, too. So my health section is crazy because I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast, but you obviously know this, Aspen. But when I was growing up, I, like, had to get surgery on both my ankles because I, like, couldn't walk correctly. So as some backstory, and also I always have knee problems and foot problems because of it. So in the health section, it says, it's Sagittarius's legs that can cause problems, particularly the hips and thighs and sometimes the knees, which take the brunt of all of that bounding about.
That's crazy.
For such a physically strong sign, Sagittarius can be accident prone.
That's crazy. Like, there's certain things where I'm like, this is just, it just makes sense.
Yeah, the leg thing, I read that to Amber and she was like, oh my God. And I was like, yeah, the accident prone.
And like a lot of people, it's like a fortune cookie where it's like you read it and you're like thinking about everything that it could possibly relate to. Like, I do think like part of this is that being like, oh, this could relate to that. But also it's like so satisfying to know, like to relate the things, you know, like I love this type of stuff.
Yeah.
I love like the moon now. I just turned to a random page. What to keep in the Gemini pantry?
Yeah, mine had that too. Right.
Mine says a timer. A distracted Gemini needs a timer in their kitchen kit. Yeah, that adds up. See, this is where I'm like, uh-huh.
I think mine said like quinoa. Mine said like quinoa because it says that like Sagittarius don't have time to cook and they just like want to be doing things other than spending time in the kitchen. And so like a quinoa is like a protein packed grain. So it's like easy. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Me about to make ramen for dinner.
You need to make quinoa.
Yeah.
It says top tips for Gemini self-care. Help that busy mind to slow down by learning meditation. Don't say yes to every invite and opportunity. Me time is invaluable. Slow down by regularly taking a walk in natural surroundings. Like, so true. Okay,
that's literally you. That's literally
you. That's literally me. Like, those are the things I do for self-care.
My self-care page says, have a duvet day once in a while and catch up on sleep.
Okay, you definitely need that.
And stay hydrated. Right.
Yeah, you definitely need that. That's literally what we were just talking about that you needed.
I know.
Okay, well, take it into account. It's you taking a going to bed early tonight is written in the stars, literally.
Taylor also needs to go to bed early then. And hydrate.
So true, except it's her birthday.
Yeah.
She's not going to.
No. And you know what? That's fair. Midnights become my afternoons.
Wait, she's so real. She's a Sagittarius. I know. That's why she said that.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
That's just the way we are.
Well, I hope Taylor and Travis post together. What do you think? Like, do you think the internet would break if he posted with her?
Oh God. Either way, man. If I see any posted photo, if it was her, it would be way more like monumental.
Yeah.
But if it was, I just want the photo.
Yeah, I think if it was her posting, it would be like either a group of people and he's in it.
Same.
Or it wouldn't be like lovey-dovey. Like it, the caption would be just like something about her birthday. Like it wouldn't be anything about him specifically.
Like I think he'd be in like a dump. Like it wouldn't just be one photo.
But if he posted, I feel like it would be like, happy birthday, Taylor, love you or something. Like it would be like more all about her. Like it would be a confession of his undying love for her. And that is what we need to see.
I need both, actually.
Yeah, and like I'm manifesting that both happen.
In the little film filter.
Yes, that she loves so dearly.
Yeah.
The Taylor Swift filter.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, I hope this was informational if you are a Sagittarius or a Gemini, or if you know anyone that's a Sagittarius or a Gemini, or I hope this was just entertaining and you learned about Taylor or us, if you really care to learn about us, because I learned some things about myself. And it was fun.
It is fun.
And you know what? All that matters is that we had fun. And with that,
love
happy
you,
birthday,
bye.
Taylor Swift. Love you guys.
Birthday, Taylor.
Bye.